ॐ विष्णुविशक्तिरनन्तवीर्या विश्वस्य बीजं परमासि माया सन्महितं देवी समस्तमेतत् त्वं वै प्रसन्ना विमुक्तिहेतुः ॐ शान्ति 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 पीस 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 मेंटोर In this retreat, I am talking to you the divine aspect of Holy Mother, which I told you in the morning. Now I shall tell you the human aspect of Holy Mother. These are the two chapters of the book, Sri Sharada Devi and Her Divine Play. Human aspect of Holy Mother. I shall first read to you the introduction which of the chapter. After writing, I am thinking, did I write all these things? The world is a stage. God incarnates in every age to demonstrate how to act as a human being. Because the play as a human is the best. Only the human can demonstrate nine kinds of rasa, sentiment or mood in the drama. Shingara, erotic, vira, heroic, koruna, pathetic, rudra, angry, adbhuta, astonishing, bhayanaka, terrible or dreadful, vividsha, monstrous, hasya, humorous, shanta, peaceful or calm. These rasas or moods play against each other in a drama. Thus we see various characters are set in the divine drama of Ramchandra, Krishna, Buddha, Jesus, Chaitanya and Ramakrishna, who acted in their respective roles to portray the main role, prominent and distinguishable. Of course, all roles in a drama are equally important and worthy of a talented actor or actress. The playwrights write dramas on those people whose lives are eventful and successful, glorious and famous, adventurous and courageous, heroic and patriotic, talented and creative, historical and religious, and moreover endowed with eternal values and public interest. Holy Mother's life is mingling more or less with the above characteristics. So her divine drama is interesting and inspiring. In the previous chapter, we described elaborately her divine aspect, and in this chapter, we shall try to depict her human aspect. It is worth seeing how a divine being of heaven acts in the role of a human being in this world. If poor John acts in the role of a king on a stage, he will have to forget his poverty and individuality. Otherwise, his acting will not be natural. Again, if a good person acts in the role of a drunkard, he will have to forget his status and his individuality for acting that role properly. The identification with the role and forgetfulness of individuality is essential for an adept actor. If the avatars do not forget their divinity while acting on world stage, they will remain in samadhi and will not be able to act as human beings. Like other human beings, Holy Mother ate, slept, walked, worked, talked, laughed, cried, suffered from diseases and grief, passed through worries and anxieties. Again, at the same time, she was different. Temporarily, she was affected like other people, but the moment she focused her mind on her true nature, she realized instantly that she was acting on the stage and they are not real. Human beings live full-time in the domain of Maya, but the mother sometimes lived in the domain of Maya and sometimes in the realm of divinity. She could travel one realm to the other at her will. Sri Ramakrishna explained this phenomenon. Everyone is under the spell of this world-bewitching Maya. When God assumes a human body, he too comes under the spell. Ram wondered about weeping for Sita. Brahman weeps entangled in the snare of five elements. But you must remember this. God, by his mere will, can liberate himself from this snare. Sri Ramakrishna succinctly described the human aspect of Godhead. The Nitya and Leela are the two aspects of the reality. God plays in the world as man for the sake of his devotees. They can love God only if they see him in a human form. Only then can they show their affection for him as their brother, sister, father, mother, or child. It is just for this love of the devotees and that God contracts himself into human form and descends on earth to play his life lila. It is because through a human body one can hear his words, he sports through it, he tastes the divine bliss through a human body. But through his other devotees, God manifests only a small part of himself. That is the introduction I do. You see, Romarula compares Sri Ramakrishna's life with Jacob's ladder. That ladder is connected from heaven and earth. Holding that ladder, you can go to heaven, you can come to the earth also, you can go back and forth. So Sri Ramakrishna's life was just like that. So Holy Mother's life. Holding a life, you can go back and forth. Now, Swami Parameshwarananda, who was Mother's disciple, recalled, we have seen the Mother's two aspects, human and divine. When she was in ordinary human plane, she followed the social rules and norms and experienced pain and suffering, grief and affliction like other worldly people. Her extraordinary divine aspect was hidden in ordinary human aspect. Amidst the hustle bustle of her household, her mind always remained calm and upward. She was completely detached. When she remembered her true nature, she dwelt in such a higher plane that was beyond the reach of ordinary human beings. One morning in Jayaramachi, my mother was assisting in husking paddy. Husking paddy, do you know what? It is a husking machine. It is a wooden beam. One person will paddle like this. And it goes up and there is a pestle there. And below there is a mortar. And it pounds the rice, the husks will come out. And then they take the rice and remove the husk. So two persons are necessary. One person will turn the rice and another person must paddle. So Holy Mother used to paddle and her mother used to do this and they switch back and forth. So she was doing that, the Divine Mother. Mother, why should you work so hard? Swami Aurupananda asked. My child, she said in reply, I have done much more than is necessary to make my life a model. Her pure, perfect, and unselfish life is an ideal model for humankind. She left her womb for her children, and it is now up to us to cast our lives into that mold. Daily life. I divided this chapter. These are all subtitles. Daily life. I want to see what you do from morning to night. I wrote. I mentioned, the greatness of a person can be ascertained through his or her small actions. In day-to-day life, everybody follows his or her routine. The mother also followed her routine. She got up early in the morning, washed herself, cleaned her teeth with her tooth powder. Do you know what is Holy Mother's tooth powder? Tobacco leaf that should be roasted. Please come. tobacco roasted, and there the some coconut leaves that powder, that also burn and powder. These two she will mix together, and that she will, with her finger, she will mm-hmm. burn, clean her teeth. Four times a day. Four times a day, Holy Mother will clean her teeth. Borda Maharaj told us, once her tooth came off, the mother was telling, my son, you keep it. And that tooth he kept. It was in 1923 or 24, Banaras Advaita Ashrama installed Shah Thakur's marble image. And Swami Ishanananda told Swami Santanandaji, Maharaj, I have the truth of Holy Mother. If you put below Thakur's image in the Vedi, inside, I shall give that truth. Give the truth to me. Then Swami went in the market and bought one copper can, put inside, sealed it, and then put inside the Vedi and preserved forever. Kashi Advaita Ashrama. Meditated individual mantra, worshiped the master, had a breakfast, cut vegetables, cooked food for her household, and served the devotees. During her early years, she would help her mother in the household work and took care of her four younger brothers. Swami Parameshwarananda mentioned that the mother would go for bath in the Amoda River and carry puffed rice and fried eggplant or potato in a cloth. After bath, she would eat with her brothers those things like a village girl. It is a scene for meditation. The mother was seated under a tree on the bank of the river, Amoda River, and eating puffed rice. Fancy breakfast was not available in Jayarambhaji. Later, when she started to give initiation, she would buy jilipi or some made halwa and served with puffed rice to the devotees. During her old age, when she lost her teeth, side ones, you know, front teeth was always there, she would put some puffed rice in the corner of a cloth and then with the pestle she will heat it and make powder that she will eat. You know, the way I wrote it, you can visualize the village life of India. It will take your mind 100 years back. Exactly, you can see mother's movement, how is what is she doing. There is no running water or electricity in Jayarambhaji. The mother carried the water pitcher on her waist, like other women, and managed her household with oil lamp and kerosene lantern. One can visualize through the mental eye how the mother meditating in her mud house at night and the flickering flame of the oil lamp as if dancing on the face of the master. These are all my imagination, don't mind. I want to imagine. As we mentioned earlier, that all the year round, she used one piece of cloth, and no blouse, no petticoat, and no shoes either. During winter, she might have used a chador, but no one clothing. Once in Udbodhan, at the request of a devotee, she put on a warm t-shirt for a couple of days and then gave it away. They thought that, you know, like a warm woolen genji, you know, t-shirt, just to satisfy that devotee, he was a couple of days and then Jainism. Observing birthday, devotees observe her birthday, she said that as long as I am alive, birthday observing is not necessary. But the devotees, disciples wanted it, so all right, buy some food and eat. That's it. Jesus said, can the children of the bride by bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? In the majesty, he shall have tribulation but be of good cheer. Be not afraid. It is from the Bible. Only as long as I am alive, why? I sometimes say, when you go to visit your home, do you go and sit in front of your mother, closing your eyes, and meditate and repeat mantras? But you open your eyes, see that your mother is in front of you. That is the way I took my life, you know. If mother is in front, you not have to go and close. Mother, sit down, I let you meditate. Traveling. Nowadays, people go to Janambati by car, bus or train. In early days, the mother traveled on foot, and later she used various kinds of transport, as bullock cart, palanquin, horse carriage, boat, steamer, train, car, in Calcutta, of course, in car. One can visualize the mother walking from Janambati to Dakshineswar on foot, covering 60 miles. She carried a small bundle, these are all my imagination. She carried a small bundle containing a couple of extra clothes and a towel, gamcha, thin, for bath, some puff rice in a small cloth bag and molasses. She bathed in the roadside ponds and drank its water. She had a few rupees to buy food on the way and to pay the ferryman to cross the four rivers, Tarakeshwar, Munjeshwari, Damodar, Ganges, and Amodar. Five rivers she had to cross. The meadow of Telovelo is blessed by having a touch of the divine mother's feet, as she was attacked by the robber, you know. Every human mind is more or less curious to know something, and that is the basis of all education. The mother was not a cloistered nun. She loved people and enjoyed visiting holy people and holy places. She went on pilgrimage in North and South India. While living in Calcutta, she used the horse carriage of Nivedita's school on holidays and visited museum, zoo, hawk market, maiden, maidan, the park, botanical garden of Shivpur. She got down from her carriage and saw items of interest with great enthusiasm. I am showing that she is human. Next, grief and lamentation. These are all my subtitles. Every human being cries or laments when the loved one dies. When the master passed away, the mother cries out saying, Mother, O Kali, what have I done that you have departed, leaving me alone in the world? She accepted this as an inevitable fate of every human being. No one can alter the decree of providence. She cried when her mother, uncle, Yogananda, Premananda died. She had a loving motherly heart, which cried for the suffering humanity. Sometimes she lamented for Nivedita, Swami Vivekananda, and other relatives. Humor and joyfulness. I remember once I was in Bank of America. So in the bank of tailors, then I saw a sign. If you are grouchy, irritable, or just mean, there will be $10 charge for putting up with you. So I asked that girl, could you please give me a piece of paper? I want to write down. And then I came back and I wrote in my diary. If you are grouchy, irritable, or just mean, then there will be $10 charge to putting up with you. Human is very easy. In human life, happiness and misery rotate in a cyclic order. No human being is always happy or always miserable. The mother said, the master had placed a picture of bliss in her heart while she was in Dakshineshwar. She might have been tossed by the pairs of opposites, happiness and misery, like other human beings, but a current of bliss always flowed within her. Sometimes she was humorous, laughed heartily. One day, Holy Mother was playing cards with Shurabala, Radhu's mother, and Ashu and another person, and she was always winning. And Shurabala's party was losing. Shurabala said, "Sister-in-law, you always win and we shall lose. I shall not play anymore." The mother replied, "We are Shakti and follow the spiritual path, so we must play." Shurabala left place making some noise with disgust. The mother laughed. One day when Udbodhan Nolini said to Holy Mother, "Please set my mind right. I have no peace of mind, aunt. I don't want to live anymore. I shall leave everything in my will for you. After my death, you dispose of them accordingly." The mother laughed and said, "When are you going to die?" She's poor girl, she has nothing. Depending on the aunt, she is writing a will. Mother says, "When are you going to die?" Fun. Fear and anger. Once a monk died in Belur Math, so all Udbodhan monks went to Belur Math. Except one monk stayed in Udbodhan if mother needs. So at night time, mother was in her room, seated on the floor, and this monk was seated just outside at the threshold. The mother was asking, "My son, are you afraid of ghosts?" Because the monk died, you know. And the monk replied, "We are children of the Divine Mother. What can they do to us? Many ghosts cannot do anything." Mother, "But I am afraid of ghosts." Disciple, "Yes, I know it. You are frightened by your goblins and limbs." Mother with a laugh, "You are right, my children, my child. They are terrible. They shrivel up my innards and make them stick to my belly. I'm afraid." She had toothache. Swami Sarananda brought a dentist so that she will not have to go to the dentist's office. But they could not locate her. Whole house they searched, they could not find her. Then Sarananda told the dentist, "I'm sorry, you could not find mother, please leave. I'm giving you a fee." Then Shagolapma was shouting, "Hey Sharad, mother does not like it, why did you bring it?" "But the mother has pain. To get rid of the pain, you will have to remove the tooth, there is no other way. I cannot just stop her pain, I cannot bear her pain. That is the reason I brought the dentist." Being the pound, she was under the bed, covered with the chador, lying down there. When the dentist left, she came out. She was angry when Shindubala, the woman, was arrested by mistake. She was pregnant by police. She became very angry. Next, modesty and bashfulness. You see, Mahabharata says, "Madru mriduna darunam hanti, mriduna hanti adarunam, na sedbu mriduna kinchit, tasmat tikshnataram mriduhu," which is a beautiful word. Mridu means Modesty. Modesty is an ornament of a woman. Modesty conquers Darunam or Darunam, both good and bad. Through modesty, you can conquer everybody. So mother was the embodiment of modesty. One day Radhu, Maku, Nolini, they are shouting and you behaving badly. Mother scolded them. What are you doing? Don't you have sense of decency and respect? The woman should not have inordinate behavior. They need to be careful in their bearings. Maintain self-respect. There is a saying, if a woman's cloth is above her knees, she is as good as naked, though she is wearing her sari of 5 years long. They must maintain their modesty and dignity. Then one of the nieces spoke out, Aunt, the master said one cannot realize God if one is a victim of shame, hatred and fear. Immediately mother said, no, it is not so. The master said that to those who are intoxicated about God. I say that it is necessary to have sense of shame, hate and fear, especially for women. Then mother wrote what mother said, what he meant. Shame a woman must protect the chastity at the cost of everything. An unchaste woman is not respected by the society. When Ravana kidnapped Sita and tried to allure her, she said, you are a sinner, I hate you. You see, hatred is necessary in that respect. You will kill me, but my mind will never think of another person than Rama. Behind this hatred, there is moral strength and courage. One should develop hatred if someone tries to destroy one's ideal, purity and spirituality. Regarding fear, the mother did not mean the fear of a robber, a tiger, lion, snake or death. She meant the fear of losing dignity, scandal and fear of public disgrace. She was very careful about idea. A woman with dignity, she commands love, respect from the community, not a shameless woman. Hunger and thirst. Like other human beings, she has hunger and thirst. I don't know a lot about hunger and thirst. It was happened. She had fever. No taste. She cannot eat. Shagu, barley at that time, you know, malaria fever. So, Keshavananda's mother came from Kalpara. She brought some moina kota. Moina kota, do you know what is moina kota? Parched rice powder mixing with roasted sesame powder, a little chili powder and salt. Mm-hmm. It's some kind of, when you make pot rice, you know, some did not swell properly, half swell, khoi. Then, what do? They make it powder. And they put a little chili powder and a little salt. That was her favorite. That bring taste to the tongue instantly. So she was telling our Swami Sharadeshananda, you know, her attendant, Mandakini, hey, could you bring that thing? She was hiding somewhere. Yeah. Otherwise, the disciples see it, they will throw it away. So that's it. Moina Kuta. She was asking Sharadeshananda, my son, feed me. Perplexed, the Swami was thinking whether that food would be bad for her or not. But when the mother insisted he began to feed her, the mother's face was beaming with joy and satisfaction, like an adolescent girl. She then drank a glass of water. The Swami put the mother again to bed, covering her chadar. Finish that, human. Very human. Disease and pain. No human body is perfect. even if a mother remarked, even if a young and healthy person's body is checked by a doctor, he would find some abnormality somewhere in that person's system. It is my story. I asked Swami Madhavananda. He was meditating on his bed. And after meditation, it was his custom, he would bow down. So he was meditating in the bed. He was president of the Ramakrishna Order, mother's disciple. He forgot where he was. So when he bowed down, the mosquito curtain was there. Over the throwing the mosquito curtain, he fell on the floor from the some high from the bed. Collarbone broke. I remember I was staying in a training center in 1964 or 65. We brought a stretcher, carried his body to the hospital, but there you cannot do any plaster. This collarbone, just some bandages and stress. So one day I went to see him, after a month. Maharaj, how are you? I'm all right. Maharaj, do you still have that pain? He did not like it at all. He scolded me. That means, why are you reminding my body? I'm trying to transcend the body idea. Then he asked me a counter question. Are you all right? I'm going, yes. No! I'm going, yes. No, you are not all right. No, I am all right. Then he said, if I bring a doctor and check your whole body, somewhere they will find some abnormality. Either your blood pressure is high or low, blood sugar is high or low, somewhere, someplace, or you know, digestive system or circulation, there must be somewhere wrong. She may be very young, but doesn't mean anything. No human body is perfect. So, I kept quiet. God, men also suffered from physical ailments. Buddha died from blood dysentery. Ramakrishna suffered from fever. Dysentery, died from cancer. Sometimes people question, why do the avatar get disease? They do not realize that the avatars absorb sin and bad karma of the people, of themselves. And that is the reason they suffer from disease and pain. Moreover, all human bodies go through these six succeeding stages. It is born, it exists, grows, changes, decays, and dies. There is no exception to this rule. Mr. Universe, Miss Universe, all will die. Holy Mother suffers from malaria, dysentery, chicken pox, headache, toothache, rheumatism, inflammation of the eye, pricky heat, and malaria, miliaria. And finally died from Kalazar. I tell you, human beings, diseases, share diseases. The doctors used to go to Janambati to treat her. One day, mother was preparing beetle roll in Jayaramaji, so Arupananda said, mother, in the future, so many people will practice spiritual disciplines and propitiate you. The mother answered with a laugh, what do you say? People say our mother has rheumatism and limped when she walked. It's a kuriye kuriye hata, you know. This illness is a blessing in a way, mother said. In Udbodhan, at that time there is no electricity, kerosene lantern and palm leaf fan. Prickly heat, ghamachi. You remember that the small things and all comes on the body in summer heat? So Saroji Valachan brought some talcum powder and put on mother's body. The mother was telling, oh, his health is helping me, I'm not aging too much like this, you know. Sharath has also daily like this. Can anybody give these things to Sharath? Swami Sarvadananda, the Sarojivala Sensei. My goodness, he is such an austere monk who is doing these luxury items, talcum powder. This is just it. About drying here. In Dakshineswar, she used to dye here at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, sitting outside. When the all temple people go for rest, she would come out from her cave, we can say, Nawar, sitting on the step. And the Ganges is the western side. That side, then she will dye her hair. She had something strange in her mind, in the village knowledge. If your hair is wet, that water will give you headache and you will lose your eyesight. Somebody put in her mind, so she believed that. If your hair is not sufficiently dry, that means that will give you headache and that. So she is very particular about drying her hair. In America, you have a boom, 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 boom. Some gas, what is called the blower is here. In America, we want to see mother, modern time, all women in the bathroom, you will see they're drying, how they dry their hair. I was making a joke one day. His mother has a hair blower, the poor lady will not have to wait outside. In Udbodhan also, on the roof, after Ganges bath, she would do the puja, then she would go to dry her hair. She had long hair, beautiful hair. Did you see? Long, nice hair. She had thick, long hair. Favorite food. I gave a long list. There is a saying, taste changes from person to person. Every bhinno ruchi ri loka aha. Every human being is brought up by a certain type of food. And again, this food habit differs from person to person, race to race, country to country. I sometimes say, a South Indian stomach and my stomach are different. He can absorb. I went to Bangalore in 1982, 77 also I went. That food was so hot. Then I was asking the monks, how do you survive? That is the way the caste is, you eat bore, dosha, then with what is called pickles. My goodness. I sometimes say, the American knees are manufactured in a different place. They do not know how to bend. They just see Indian knees, it is manufactured in another factory. It bends. Because from the childhood, American boys and girls, they sit on a chair. You do not sit cross-legged. We do not have a chair. This is the way. So mothers. Ashwamitra made a list of mother's favorite food and fruits. Fruits. All kinds of mangoes. Jackfruit, rose apple, jamrud, lychee, and mangosteen, papaya. Vegetable, shojna, drumstick, kolmi spinach, amrud, a kind of sour spinach, jhige, dundur, potato, and pumpkin. Lentils, urud lentil, chana dal, arhar, and mug dal. And all kinds of fried balls made from lentil paste that she liked. Fried and boiled things, fried eggplant dipped in butter, puri made from lentil paste, and various oil fried things, fried flattened rice, chira bhaja, papadam, steamed posto with seed paste, boiled banana flour, mocha, poppy seed curry, hot plum, and poppy seed chutney. Dessert, tilkuta, a sweet made with sesame seed, chanan mulki, made with cheese, gaja, made from flour, pachichapta, a kind of cake made with rice flour and milk. On Ekadashi day, the mother did not eat rice, she ate luchi, Radha Vallabhi, chanan dal, dhoka, a kind of curry with paste, you know, and farina pudding, and all milk pudding with orange kheer komla. Swami Arupananda also wrote a list of mother's favorite food. The mother preferred sweet sour mangoes rather than extremely sweet mangoes, such as piarapuli, langra, alfangso. Among these spinaches, she liked gram spinach, cholar shak, radish spinach. As she suffered from dysentery, Kaviraj Durga Prasad Sen prescribed for her to take amruli spinach as an antidote. Swami Premananda would collect it from Belur Math and send to Udbodhan for mother. Phuluri made from lentil paste, hot lentil bora, lentil chop fried in oil, potato chop, jhuri bhaja, a kind of crisp snack made of lentils and other fried things. During lunch, she liked thin urud lentil, barbecued posto paste, which were her favorite dishes in Jayarambati. She ate bitter squash curry, shukto, mixed vegetable curry, chochuri, vegetable soup, mixing with little lime juice. As dessert, she liked ratabi shandesh and rasapuli, sweet ball made of mug dal. Finally, she would drink a cup of milk with both after lunch and supper. She would mix some of her milk with rice and give to the devotees as prasad. In the afternoon, the mother did not have any refreshments. During supper, she had two or three luchis, a little curry, and some milk. So you know exactly her likes and dislikes, and just like human beings, we have likes and dislikes. Criticism. Some people criticize, especially her relatives, brothers. They are greedy for her money. Mother's main critics are her relatives. Brother Kali complained to the mother for spending money for festivals and devotees instead of giving to him. Shurobala, Radu's crazy mother, did not like that the young boys should become monks. When they would come to the mother, she told them, "Look, this person whom you call the mother is snatching away from your biological mother. She will make you monks and force you to abandon your hearth and home." The mother listened to her sister-in-law's criticism and just smiled. Some young people would come, "Hey, don't go to her. She will make you a monk." She didn't like it. I wrote many other stories that some people did not. Peak and childlike behavior. It is natural that every human heart experiences emotion, wounded feelings, pique, discontent, bitterness. One can notice when a grown-up person plays with child, that person's childlike nature arises from within. Sharadeshananda writes, Holy Mother and Sharadeshananda are rolling the dough while baking the chapati in Olinidhi Math. "Aunt, your chapati is not puffing up well." Hearing this, the mother got piqued and, like a little child, she set aside the rolling pin and gravely said, "Well, here is your rolling pin. If my chapati is not properly flattened enough, I'll not roll anymore." Sharadeshananda ran into a fix. He consoled the mother and fervently requested her to roll again. She then said, "I have been rolling chapati all through my life, and today this girl says that my chapati is not up to the mark." Sharadeshananda said, "Mother, your chapati is fine. How does Nolini know which one is yours and which one is mine? We are putting our chapatis on the same plate. She is blaming you for nothing. Mother, you are ruling very well." The mother was pleased and began to roll chapati. A similar incident occurred when, which was recorded by Swami Gauri Sharanam. One day, there were a good number of male devotees, not a single woman devotee in Jwaramati. The mother gave me a large quantity of flour, which I kneaded into dough. Mother said to Nolini, "You bake the chapatis. Ramai and I will roll them for you." The mother rolled one chapati at a time on her small marble chakki, stone disc, you know, with a small rolling pin of ebony while I rolled three at a time on a large wooden chakki with a thick wooden rolling pin. The work was going on quite smoothly. Nolini suddenly commented, "And Ramma's chapatis are puffing up better than yours." No sooner had she uttered this word than the mother, setting aside the chakki and the rolling pin, stopped work. With wounded feeling, she said, "Here I am, grown so old, have rolled chapatis all my life, and Ramma, a mere kid born the other day, he rolls them better than I do. I am not going to roll any more chapatis. Let him do it." So there sat mother, her chakki and pin kept aside. I too set aside my chakki and rolling pin and got up. I told the mother, "If you don't roll chapatis, I won't. I am leaving." The mother realized that if both of us did the work together, it would be done quickly, and there would not be any delay in offering food to the master and serving the prasad to the devotee. So she resumed rolling chapatis. I challenged Nolini, "Two of us are together supplying chapatis to you. How could you tell the mother from mine? Can I ever roll chapatis better than the mother? Why do you make unnecessary comparisons?" How this is. One day, Ashu asked Holy Mother, "Mother, did you learn swimming? Mm-hmm. Do you know how to swim?" Mother smiled and said, "I learned. But how? You see, when I was a little girl, I put the pitcher upside down. Mm-hmm. And holding the neck of the pitcher, I paddled. Mm-hmm. That is the way I learned swimming. In village, we first learned swimming that way. Your pitcher will always float on the top, and you hold the neck, and then you paddle. Then it will go forward. But that is the way I learned swimming. Very human." Nursing and raising children. As the mother was the eldest amongst her siblings, she raised her brothers in early days and helped her mother in the household. Later, when her brothers were married, she helped and looked after her young sisters-in-law like her own daughter. When they are pregnant or ill, the mother nursed them and made diet for them. Then she got Radu, the daughter of her dead brother Abhayacharan. As Radu's mother was mentally unbalanced, the mother, till her death, raised and looked after Radu. The mother bathed and fed Radu, dressed her, and sent her to school, tried to discipline her, and initiated her, took her for pilgrimage, arranged her marriage, and even looked after her art child, Banobihari. She took the child in her bed and sang lullaby for him. She would dress the child with fancy clothes and apply mascara on his eyes. Similarly, she looked after Nolini, Maku, and her child, Neda. Human. Swami Paramahansa স্বামী পরমেশ্বরানন্দ রেমনি স্যার দি মাদার ডি করেছে বনবিহারী লাইক বেবি গোপালা শি পুট মাস্কারা অন হিয়ার অন ইজ আইস ডট মার্ক অফ স্যান্ডেল পেস্ট অন ইজ ফোরহেড অ্যান্ড টাইড হিজ স্টাফড অফ হিয়ার অন দি টপ অফ হিজ হেড শি ফেজ বনবিহারী লাইক বেবি গোপালা ইন ফ্যাক্ট দি চাইল্ড লুক লাইক বেবি কৃষ্ণ অ্যাজ রাধু অ্যান্ড হিজ ওন মাদার আর নট কেপেবল টু টেক কেয়ার অফ দি চাইল্ড দি মাদার বিকেম দি বেবি সিটার অ্যান্ড টুক কেয়ার অফ দি চাইল্ড She sometimes received her visitors taking the child on her lap. Thakur was a babysitter. When Akshay, his nephew, mother died while giving birth to the baby. Chandramani will have to cook, do the, all the household work. Chhatrish and the Sechaldish are teen. Sri Ramakrishna was 13 years old. At that time he was babysitting his nephew so that his mother can cook, can mother can do the household work. Swamiji was the babysitter. Swamiji was in Mahabaleshwar, guest of a lawyer in western part of India. And the lawyers His child was very disturbed child, crying whole night. The parents could not sleep. So one day Swamiji told that lawyer's wife, why don't you give your child tonight to me? I shall look after her. The mother said, Swami, being a mother, I cannot handle my child, and how will you handle? Why don't you give your child to me? Let me see. The mother gave the child. Swamiji put the child on her lap and started to meditate. And the child did not weep at all whole night. Like only, it's good to have a baby sister like Swamiji. You know? Yes, he will meditate, child, yes. Come. It's a good mantra, you know. Those who have newborn babies, I ask them to their mother, are you getting some sleep? Mother, as a singer and a storyteller, she would sing some songs which she learned from the village, some songs she learned from Sri Ramakrishna. And she was a good storyteller. I edited a book called Golpo Malika. Tumar boita ache? Are boita kine niyo? Golpo Malika. All seven kinds of stories I recorded there. This is my collection. There one story was told by Holy Mother. Name of the story is You cannot make the world always happy. The story goes, Sita told Rama, Rama, why don't you open the treasury and give to the poor people so that everybody will be happy? Rama said, My sweet wife, it will not work. It must work. You give everything to the poor people, let them be happy. I want everybody should be happy. So you want? Yes. All right, Rama asked Lakshmana, open my treasury, give money, let everybody be happy. Then what happened? There's a leak on the roof and that water was dropping on Rama and Sita's bed. Sita said, it is water which comes falling from the bed, I cannot sleep. Rama said, what can I do, my beloved wife? There is no more roofer, no more mason. All are rich, they have plenty of money. You told me that give everything and let all be happy, and now there is no more, I cannot do anything. Then Sita Ram says, all right, make it all as it was before. That is Holy Mother's story I put in, in my book. It is common in village, the children learn from their grandparents or relatives the nursery rhymes, folk rhymes and stories. The mother memorized and remembered those songs and stories. What are the songs he sang? I recorded here. The mother, Jogin mothers recall, the mother had a good musical voice. One night she and Lakshmi are singing in a low tone. It was very resonant and reached the ear of the master. The next day he said, last night you were singing very well. Good appreciation from the husband, you know. That's good, very good, very good. Does the master appreciate and encourage the mother to sing, which is a wonderful way to commune with God. Like Sri Ramakrishna, the mother would encourage the monks and devotees to sing devotional songs, Sarju Ballari called. This evening there will be Kali Kirtan in Udbodhan house. The monks of Belur Math will take part. The music commenced at 8:30 in the evening. All women devotees sat on the upper veranda to hear the music. I was rubbing oil on the mother's feet and could hear the songs from the room. Now and then the monks sang some songs that were sung by the master. Excited, the mother remarked, this particular song was sung by the master. The monks began to sing that song. Mojlo Amar Munbhamura Shama Padu Nilkamar. That song. The black bee of my mind is drawn in sheer delight to the blue lotus flower of Mother Shama's feet. The mother could not lie down anymore. Tears came from her own eyes, from her eyes. She said to me, come, come, darling, come. Let us go to the veranda and hear the song. When Kirtan ended, I bowed down to the mother and returned home. I remember when I started to go to Udbodhan in 1950, the people, those who sit now during the time of Arati, it was a small veranda. Then extended, took from the courtyard. It was a very small veranda. What are the songs she sang? I wrote it. I recorded it. Expert and ideal householder. As God is neither a man, nor a monk, nor a householder, so Holy Mother was neither a nun nor a householder, but she represented both ideals to humanity. But as I told you my story, in 1960, 1st of January, I went to attend the Kolpathar Utshav in Kashipur. Nearly 50,000 people audience, and one speaker said, Ramakrishna came for the householders, not for the monks. Monks have already renounced home, they do not need Ramakrishna. The householders need Ramakrishna. In this way he pounded 1 hour. I listened to that lecture. His name was Horipada Bharati, Janasangha. Then Swami Gambhirananda got up. He was the president of Advaita Ashrama. He gave his presidential speech. He said, Sri Ramakrishna came neither for the householder nor for the monks. He came for those who sincerely want God. That man's 1 hour speech, he cut him. He cut in one sentence. One day, Thakur asked Yogananda, "What do you think of me?" "Sir, you are neither a monk nor a householder. What a great truth you have said today. You see, God is not a monk nor a householder. You cannot put any stamp on God. What a great truth you have said today." Expert householder. We have mentioned elsewhere how how she encouraged both young men and women to follow the path of renunciation. The most vital things needed to make the family life joyful are mutual love and respect, patience and forbearance, detachment and devotion to work, adjustment and forgiveness, selflessness and sympathy, joyfulness and spirituality. These 12 qualities are essential to make a happy home. The mother built her household with all these qualities. As a result, wherever she went, peace and joy prevailed there. In family life, I remember I was in hospital in School of Tropical Medicine in 1966. I was not well, stomach. So one doctor, he was a radiologist, you know, a devotee. He used to come and greet me every day. "Hello, holy man," he used to call me. "Hello, holy man." He is a widower, wife died, grown up children. Very good person. Then he said, "Holy man, do you know what is married life?" "I have no experience." he said, "First year husband speaks, wife listens. Second year wife speaks and the husband listens. And the third year both speak and the neighbors listen." the fight, you know, quarrel starts. So the neighbors, "That is called married life, holy man." I shall never forget that. Generally in India, girls are shy, so first year husband takes the part, and the second year wife opens her mouth. Then fun begins, you see. Actually, the mother made people her own by her divine love, compassion, and sweet words. One day in Jayalambati, someone used harsh words while speaking to Radhu's insane mother. At this, the mother remarked, "One should not hurt others even by one's words. One must not speak even as unpleasant truth unnecessarily. By indulging in rude words, one's nature becomes rude. One's sensitivity is lost if one has no control over one's speech." The mother's master used to say, "One should not ask a lame person how he became lame." In that condition, I wrote in a story. Change the world. It is in YouTube, you can see it. One blind man seated on the sidewalk, there was a can in front, and there is a board written, "I am blind, please help." Time to time, somebody throws a coin there. One day, a girl was going to work. She stopped. She took that board, and the blind man, somebody stopped, touched her feet and song what kind of shoes she was on. So this girl wrote, took that boat, and in the back he wrote, "This world is so beautiful, but I cannot see. So I am blind, please help." So she changed this way and kept it there, and she left. And people are passing at, they are continuously throwing coins, money, money. Her, that pot was full of money. So in the evening when that girl was coming by, returning, she stopped. Again that blind man recognized that it is the same girl. "What did you do?" "I did not do anything. I said the same thing, just changed the words." "Whatever you say, that I am blind, please help. The world is so beautiful, but I cannot see." Immediately it touches the human hearts. Really touches human hearts. You can, in the website, in the YouTube, you can see it. The whole thing, they showed it. It's beautiful. I put that thing in my words and added it here somewhere. "The world is so beautiful, but I cannot see." You see, we are not born with friends or enemies. We make friends and enemies through our words, through behavior. Mother was so pleasing, so there's no rudeness inside her heart. This we say quite often. Ishananda wrote that somebody in Jarambati broom, sweeping the street with a broomstick and threw away the mother made a comment. "What is this? You have thrown away the broomstick with such disrespect when the work is done. It takes only the same length of time to put it gently in a corner as it does to throw it aside. One should not trifle with a thing, though it may be very insignificant. If you respect a thing, that thing also respects you. Will you not again need that broomstick? Besides, it is also a part of this family. From that standpoint also, it deserves to be treated with respect. Even a broomstick should be treated with respect. One should perform even an insignificant work with respect." That is Holy Mother. Next to the Jarambati Mother's temple, the Punnapukur, that tank, one devotee bought for her, so that she will not have to go for wash her clothes or utensils to the far away. You see, people do not realize how important water is in human life. Very, very important. One of our devotees in Kansas City, Rao, he is there from Andhra. He is one of the top persons in the whole world about drinking water research. He is invited all over the world because there will be a terrible crisis of drinking water is coming. He is invited and he goes there and tells that how you can recycle water, these, that. When Cedar Rapids, you people will be fine, you have river nearby. Look at Southern California. It is desert, no water. Water comes from Colorado River, 500 miles away, through duct. Water is so precious. Do not waste. We do. Do not waste food. mother was in Calcutta from Balaram's family. A basket of fruits sent to Udbodhan. A monk received the fruits and threw away the basket on the street. Mother saw it. After lunch, Sarojubala recorded. After lunch, the mother lay down and was about to sleep. Meanwhile, a servant from Balaram's family called her and left a basket of custard apple in the shrine for offering. Then he took the empty basket downstairs and asked the monks what he should do with the basket. They told him to throw it in the lane. When the mother heard this, she left her bed and went to the porch. She looked at the lane and said to me, "Look here, how wonderful is that basket. They have asked him to throw it away. It doesn't matter for them in the least. They are all monks and totally unattached, but we cannot allow such waste. We could have used this basket at least for keeping the peelings of the vegetables." She asked someone to fetch the basket and wash it. The basket was kept for future use. I had my lesson from her words, but we are so slow to learn. You know, sometimes in mother's book, I think it will come that waste. About waste in America. I did it. Mother didn't like waste. In America, how much? Nearly 90 billion pounds of food are wasted, which are not used by human beings. When the time expires, the grocery shop, you will see they'll dump all the food in the that garbage place. Cottage cheese, milk, cheese, all these things, meat will expire. You cannot keep it in the shop. You will have to dump it. And some homeless people go there and pick that food and eat. How much waste goes in America? They gave a long statistics in the Time magazine, in the Time newspaper, in the New York Times. I quoted in this book somewhere. I showed that what is going on. Love and feelings. Human beings are akin to beasts without love and feelings. These two noble qualities make life smooth and joyful. They're built in every human heart in a difference of degrees. That person is great whose love and feelings are focused to others. And thus one can get rid of selfishness, which is a sin. Jesus taught his disciples to love their neighbors and feel like a good Samaritan who rescued a wounded man by the side of the road. Buddha, Ramakrishna and other great teachers taught their followers to love and serve people with heart and soul. Holy Mother was the embodiment of love and feelings which are manifested in her every action and dealings with people. There are some widows in India, in our part of the country, they do complete fasting. Holy Mother did not like, because she did not eat rice, but luchi and other things, vegetables and fruits. She also asked them, very practical, you see, fasting, they think, some people say fasting means I'm too spiritual. If there is a spasm in your stomach, you cannot concentrate on God. That is the reason Thakur told Hriday when he was going to Kshiyur to perform Durga Puja, Ridhu, drink some sharbat, cool your system, then do the puja. Otherwise, do you know what will happen? While doing the puja, how can I finish it quickly? Because I am hungry. How quickly I can finish all the mantras, I will boom, boom, boom. Then, but that means your puja worship is not properly focused on God. Very practical, really practical. Sri Ramakrishna demonstrated. Sri Ramakrishna and Holy Mother never encouraged the mortification of flesh and self-torture in his spiritual life. One cannot concentrate on God if one suffers from hunger pain or a spasm in the stomach. The Master said, religion is not possible in empty stomach. Holy Father said, first calm your body with food and drink and then call on God. This is a practical teaching. One day the mother learned from a disciple, Kirodbala, who was a young widow, that she does not eat anything in the Ekadashi day. The mother suggested her to eat shagu, tapioca pudding, instead of complete fasting. Her sister-in-law, Surabala, was very sad after her husband's death and decided to eat only boiled rice and ghee once a day and observe fasting during Ekadashi without water. The mother told her, don't torture your own self. Please drink water. Look, if the soul wants to eat something, one should offer to eat. Otherwise, it becomes a baneful act. The soul cries out, saying, she has deprived me of food. Holy Mother, Yoginma, Golapma did not fast completely on the Ekadashi day. They ate luchi, fruit, sweets. After the Master's passing away, the mother always took vegetarian food and put on a thin red border cloth instead of fancy sari. Love acts as cement which connects human hearts. Loveless life is dull and dreary, boring and tiresome, heavy and burdensome, painful and unpleasant. Tennyson said, it is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Holy Mother taught how to love all to a little, to all, how to love all to a little naughty girl who gave a great deal of trouble to her family. She would come with her parents regularly in Udbodhan, and the mother always gave her plenty of sweets to eat. Once Holy Mother was about to leave for Jairambati and said to the little girl, darling, you have been visiting me a long time. Do you love me? Yes, I love you very much. How much? The girl stretched her arms wide as she could and said, that much. Akasher moto bhalobashi. This much I love you. Will you still love me when I'm away at Jairambati? Yes, I will love you just the same. I shall not forget you. How shall I know it? What should I do to make you know? I shall be sure of your love for me if you can love everyone at home. All right, I will love all of home, all of them. I will not be naughty anymore. That is very good. But how shall I know that you will love all equally and not some more or some less? What should I do to love all equally? Let me tell you. How to love all equally. Do not demand anything of those you love. If you make demands, some will give you more and some less. In that case, you will love more those who give you more and less those who give you less. Thus your love will not be the same for all. You will not be able to love all impartially. The little girl promised to love all without demanding in return, and instead it was reported that from that time her behavior in the family was exemplary. That was the end of the chapter. I told you in brief, in gist, 34 pages. If you have any questions, please ask. Go, warm up the food. Kitchen crew, leave. I always say, kitchen crew, first offer flowers to Sri Ramakrishna and leave.
So, how did the mother
came
to Dakshineswar?
How?
Was she staying there or?
Yes, she stayed in Dakshineswar in Mahabad and served Sri Ramakrishna, cooked for him.
Oh, she had a job there in the beginning, right?
Who?
Mother, how did she start there?
How did she start?
No, start. I mean, how did she come to the
Because she was married to Sri Ramakrishna. So Sri Ramakrishna was the temple priest. So she came to live with her husband.
Oh, okay. I
think. Yeah.
Maharaj, there is no audio recording of mother's voice.
Audio recording of whose voice?
Mother's voice.
Oh my goodness. In 1920, there is no such things. In 1920, mother passed away.
Yes.
There's a phonograph that must be there.
Right.
But no. There are no such recordings of Sri Ramakrishna. Swamiji also recorded, you know, Mysore Maharaja. And in America also 2-3 times they recorded, but we could not locate his voice. We searched Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., in Chicago Historical Society. We could not locate any voice of Swamiji.
Maharaj, how long would that trip take her in the early days to go from Jayarambati to Dakshineswar?
Well, 3 days.
3 days.
It depends sometimes. You know, sometimes I think barefooted, walking 60 miles, it's covering with single cloth, no umbrella. Walking, resting under the roadside trees and in, buying some food and eating and walking. Please.
There are four, you mentioned four rivers or five rivers?
Five. From Jayarambati, five rivers. From Kamathukur, four rivers. Jayarambati, Amodar, Dwarakeshwar, Munjeshwari, Damodar, Ganga. I was telling some monks that I have a desire, I may not walk all the way, but I want to walk from Kamathukur to Jayarambati. 4 miles I can walk.
Did she travel first time in
1887, when Ramakrishna passed away in 1886. At that time she went for pilgrimage. First she went to Baidyanath, Devar, famous Shiva temple. From there, Banaras. From Banaras, Ajodhya. From Ajodhya, Vrindavan. There she stayed 1 year. Then again from Vrindavan, she went to Brahmakund, Hardwar. From there, by train, Jaipur. She went to Pushkar, Rajasthan, and went to the top of the Savitri Hill. And in Hardwar, she went to the top of the Chonji Pahad. Chonji temple is there. So I also went there on Chonji Pahad, 1300 feet. She walked. Nowadays, you know, there is electric, will take you there, electric car. Then she came to Prague. Then another time she went to Gaya to do the funeral service. Then about south, this much is northern part of India. South, she went to Puri a few times. Then Kothar, near, it is in Odisha. Then she went to Madras, but in Andhra, in Vizag, she stopped. And on the, she took bath in the Godavari River. And now, see, Andhra people built a temple there. Then she went to Madras. From Madras, there are many temples in Madras, Parthasarathi temple, Kapalishwar. Then she went to Madurai, Meenakshi. From Meenakshi, she went to Rameshwaram. She has a desire to see Rameshwaram because her father-in-law, just think of that, in 1830s, there is no railways. Khudiram walked from Kamatugu to Rameshwaram. Maybe 2,000 miles, one way. I sometimes think at that time, how did you go? Does not have much money, begging, food. Then, Holy Mother went to Rameshwaram. Rameshwaram came to Madras. Then Bangalore devotees requested her that you must come here. So 3 days she went to Bangalore. Then came back to God. These are the holy places she traveled in India. She traveled Rajasthan, UP, Bihar, Bengal, Orissa, Andhra, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka. 8 states she traveled. Previously, how people would walk, you know, so long, long distance.
Not only that, there are robbers, tigers, and so many things.
Yeah. From Calcutta to Gaya, 300 miles. Calcutta to Banaras, 500 miles. Calcutta to Delhi, 902 miles. People would walk.
It would take a few months then.
Yeah. Sometimes, why did they sleep? Why did they eat? Now, plain these. The last time when I was in India, I was invited to give a couple of lectures in Bhubaneswar. Just Calcutta to Bhubaneswar, just 1 hour, 10 minutes. Bhubaneswar to Puri by car, only 1 hour, 10-15 minutes. Bhubaneswar to Andhra, Hyderabad, 1 hour, 10-15 minutes. How? Last time I took a flight from St. Louis to Chicago, Chicago to New Delhi. I came back also, then New Delhi, 1-2 nights I stayed, and then again New Delhi to Calcutta. Psst. I used to imagine, but that imagination did not work out. I used to think, oh, one day Paradeva will be Concord service from America to India. You take breakfast in Washington, D.C. and lunch in London. Only 2.5 hours. Regular plane will take nearly 7-8 hours. It goes 1500 miles per hour and it goes 57,000 feet above. And you know, supersonic jet. But there were some accidents in Paris and London, so that Concorde was cancelled, no more. I saw Concorde in Washington, D.C. My goodness, it's just like an eagle. Our lawyer, their 50th marriage anniversary, Swami, I like to go by Concorde. So it is very expensive. So Washington, D.C. to London, but I touch the window, it is hot. There's so much speed. The windows, you cannot touch the window. It's so hard. My ex-secretary, they wanted to observe their 60th marriage anniversary 2 weeks ago. They took the ship from New York to London. 2 weeks. No, it takes 1 week. London, send New York to London by boat. It is a luxury, well, it is called that cruise. But a very fancy Swami, puja is good, several thousand people can go. But you know, there is a difference between helicopter pilgrimage and walking pilgrimage. Now, you can go to Amarnath by helicopter. Go Jodhpur. From Delhi, go to Srinagar. Srinagar to Amarnath, come back, same day. And the monk, the pilgrim, they walk several days, you know, from Pahalgam to Chandarbadi to Sheshnag to Panchatarani to Amarnath. I went there in 1977. I was the guest of the governor. The governor's wife was related to Rabindranath Tagore's family. So I wrote to her, Mekhla Jha, L.K. Jha's wife. So I wrote to her, I'd like to go come and see Amarnath, will you be able to help me? She wrote me immediately, you come, I shall arrange everything for you. I was then in Hollywood. So I went, they gave me the governor's car and all those things. Stayed in the governor's palace in Srinagar and visited. It took 3 days, 3-4 days. But I went by, I had a horse. Four horses. Three persons went and one horse only for luggage. Very cold. One night fought against the wind and air. Otherwise our tent will be blown away. Carrying rocks and saving the tent. Fought whole night.
Did you ever go to any other place apart from Hindu religion, like some religious places of other religions?
Oh yes, yes. I went to, of course in India, I went to Bodh Gaya, in Nepal, Pashupatinath, Shambhunath. I visited quite a few places. But one of my students, they're Muslims, they took initiation from me. They are from Istanbul, Turkey. The girl took Sri Ramakrishna in her bag and went to Makkah and Medina. and he gave a Ramakrishna mokka tour. If they say spiritual picture, they would destroy it. You cannot go in. So one of our devotees carried Sri Ramakrishna's picture and the custom opened it. What is this? Who is he? Oh, he's my grandfather. Get it? If he says, Sri Ramakrishna, I want to worship, immediately they will destroy it. Oh, he's my grandfather. Get it? Some devotees are pestering me to come to Abu Dhabi. I said, they are from some Balaram's family, Balaram Bose's family. I said, I have no desire. I get so, I had a desire to see six continents, that I saw. I saw whole America, Canada, Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, European countries, Spain, France, Italy, Switzerland, Amsterdam, Holland, Belgium, England, Switzerland, Russia, I stopped, Germany, and then in Australia, Sydney, Melbourne, Tokyo, Japan, I visited. Traveled extensively, then Singapore, Hong Kong, I stopped. So I had the desire to six continents, I saw.
You went to Africa?
Huh?
Africa?
Mm-hmm. South Africa. South Africa, I went. Durban, then Port Elizabeth, then Johannesburg.
You can share, I would like to know, like, how did you initiate the Muslim devotee or the devotee you mentioned from Istanbul, how they came into contact?
They were connected with some Sufi group. And then the boy went to Iowa, that university where Maharshi Mahesh Yogi's University in Iowa.
Fairfield.
So they came to know about Ramakrishna from that group. Then they came to St. Louis for initiation. So I initiated, he is a computer engineer. And he and his wife, they live in now Irvine in Southern California. Pooja is ready?
Yes,
ma'am. Good. You should have bail, otherwise how people will know your food is ready? Jai Thakur, Jai Ma.